Now, prominent Israeli settler leader says the number of settlers in the occupied West Bank grew at nearly twice the rate of Israel's overall population in 2017. Yaakov Katz says the settler population increased 3.4% from the previous year in comparison with 1.8% overall population growth in Israel. The former right-wing National Unity Party leader has also praised the U.S. president's backing for more settlement construction. Katz's statistics are based on official Israeli data and those sponsored by the Beit Il settler organization. Tel Aviv has defied international calls and a U.N. Security Council resolution to end its settlement expansions on Palestinian territories. All Israeli settlement activities are illegal under international law. However, Donald Trump's unstinting support has emboldened Tel Aviv to push ahead with its land grab and settlement policies. Let's cross over to Denver. Joining us via Skype is Richard Forer. He's an author and a political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, what do you make of these statistics? Yaakov Katz seems very happy, and no doubt so would Netanyahu, considering settlement expansion and construction was a key policy tool of his.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing surprising about these statistics. Netanyahu has always wanted, well, Netanyahu and the Likud party, their position has always been that the entire West Bank belongs to Israel. Everything west of the Jordan River belongs to Israel, according to the Likud party. So this is not at all surprising. And then when you consider the fact that Donald Trump has been president for a little over a year and has appointed as his ambassador to Israel a settler advocate, David Friedman, and his chief negotiator in the Middle East is his son-in-law, who is also a settler advocate. I mean, these people have donated a great deal of money to Beit El settlement. And so they have always pushed for Israel to take over, if not all of the West Bank, much of the West Bank. So this is not the least bit surprising. This is an acceleration of a strategy that Israel began under Menachem Begin.
Right, and isn't this then a very damning judgment on the part of the international community as far as it has failed to implement international law?
Absolutely. Israel is essentially, Israel has become exempt from international law for decades now, with the backing of the United States. That makes that possible. If the United States did not constantly veto, although it did abstain from one from a UN resolution at the end of Obama's term, but in general, the United States, Palau, Micronesia, and maybe one or two other countries protect Israel or vote in favor of Israel, and the United States vetoes all Security Council resolutions that are critical of Israel. So they basically have given Israel carte blanche. The United States says that it, in theory, the United States says that it does not approve of any settlement construction because it's against international law, but in practice, the United States turns its eyes away from what Israel is doing and sometimes even collaborates and gives Israel tacit permission to expand and build more settlements.
Okay, that's Richard Forer, author and political commentator, joining us via Skype from Denver. Mr. Forer, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.